This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast, and we're live-ish this time, not having recorded at a other event.
Live too, though, right?
Well, yeah, we were live. You're way too far away.
I know.
So
I was lounging.
This is episode 200, and we're going to ramble.
It's like we planned to ramble.
We didn't plan to ramble. We were going to talk about toys. We can do that anytime.
Yeah.
But hey, happy 200th
just
episode.
Just looking along at, is this number 200?
Yeah, this is number.
So this isn't my 200th episode.
No, this is not your 200.
It needs to be focused on me.
On you. Okay, so in six episodes, that'll be your 200.
Was it six episodes?
Well, you came in on seven, but you did one before
I
that.
I did one before
so,
that, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, what are you drinking?
Arizona. This is not an advertisement, but Arizona Mucho Mango Fruit Cocktail.
Huh. It looks good.
Two for a dollar at Walgreens with nice. Your Walgreens card.
Oh, I have a Walgreens card. Only because I get discounts
a bunch
on
of different stuff.
Cool. That's something we're going to talk about. We could talk about our favorite drinks.
That's a future episode.
Cherry Hint Water. Done.
And why?
All right. So
you have to do and why.
Oh, and why? Know. Because there's nothing
you can't just say,
in it.
This is my favorite.
There's no calories, no fat, no sodium, no carbs, no sugar.
You
it's
know you
literally
can drink
just
water, and it's almost.
It is, but it's just got okay. a hint of flavor to it. So, like, because I drink water all day long, and it's nice to have, like, one of these every now and then to just have a little flavor.
Yeah.
So, okay. So. Ohio Toy and Comic Show has come and gone. Both episodes are out. I apologize for last week for not posting it till the afternoon.
What?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, so that was fun. Thank you to everyone who sat down with us. Before we start, congrats to Bob France for the Metal Shark Bro Volume 2 getting funded today on Kickstarter. So,
I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Like a post
so.
Today.
I backed it. I liked the first one, so. But yeah. All right, I haven't seen you in 3 weeks. What's been up?
It's been 3 weeks.
I haven't seen you since the Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
Oh. I don't know. I got new breaks.
New breaks?
I went and see movies.
Did you see Hobbs and Shaw yet?
I did.
Okay, I did not. I read Kenny's review.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I read Kenny's review on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I missed that.
It was very disappointing.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked and seen who the director was, and it totally made sense because it's the same guy who directed Deadpool 2.
Yeah, he was the co-director of the first John Wick movie, and then he went and did Deadpool 2.
Did they edit out all the parts he directed in the first John Wick movie? Because
I don't know.
That's actually a good movie.
Well,
because
the guy who did the first movie has done the most recent
two. Well, exactly.
Two,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, my distaste for Deadpool 2.
Yeah, because it wasn't a very good movie.
This was right there with it. Like, you know, if they were going for the family thing in that, I want an explanation of why Shaw forgot that he had a brother.
Yeah.
Like, they don't mention Owen at all.
No. It's
like,
just
it,
all
it talks
Deckard
about,
and his sister.
It talks about Deckard and his sister playing as kids. Helen Mirren talks about how they played as kids. And I'm like, wait, there's supposed to be another kid there.
Okay.
I was like, where's the other kid at?
Yeah, so
is
David,
that why he became a bad guy?
David Leitch was the director.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
he
don't
leeches,
know.
He leeches the good out of a story.
That's funny. Yeah, because
probably pronouncing it wrong. It's probably
it's
David
Leitch. I don't know. L-E-I-T-C-H.
I don't care. I'll avoid movies that he does.
Yeah,
I've seen
much.
Two in the theater, and I've wasted my money. Well, I only wasted $5.
How was Idris? Was he any good?
Idris is usually always good. I felt like he was just playing the guy he played in Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah. He plays bad guys kind of the same.
His bad guys
he
are just kind of by the numbers.
Yeah.
So.
And now I've seen he wants to be back in the Marvel Universe.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because he realized that the Fast and the Furious franchise wasn't for him.
So is this real? I mean, this is like, it's Fast and the Furious.
Do you want me to spoil something?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds shows up.
Of course he does. Because he's friends with the director now.
Right. And what's his name that's friends with The Rock from Jumanji and Central Intelligence?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart shows up.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
I told people, I said, when Ryan Reynolds shows up, totally pulls me out of the movie. Like, because it makes no sense.
Does he play himself?
Well, he may as well be playing himself and Deadpool at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what
he's
supposed
to have worked with Hobbs at one point in the past. And I'm like, that's not even believable. Like, most of what Hobbs has done is not believable, but that's just not believable to me. And then Kevin Hart shows up as a air marshal.
Okay.
And literally, I was like, it was a literal groan when he showed up. I was like, oh, really? I'm like, come on.
Ryan Reynolds to return in Hobbs and Shaw 2. Will have a bigger role.
We'll not worry about Hobbs and Shaw 2.
Yeah. So I didn't even look. Like, I know it was like the number one movie.
Well, sure, because we were hopeful that it was going to be a decent movie because it had the Fast and the Furious Presents.
Yeah.
If they do a second one, they should not even put Fast and Furious on that.
Just do Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs 2. And Shaw 2.
Yeah. Let's see. It opened to 68 million and 4,200, almost 4,300 theaters for a worldwide launch of 180 million.
The funniest parts of the movie were in the trailer.
Yeah, that's what Kenny said.
The whole thing with the brothers, Hobbs brothers, was not even like, it was wasted because it wasn't much of a story.
Yeah. Like, Roman Reigns should have never been in the trailer.
There was nothing. Like, Cliff Curtis is a good actor.
Yeah.
Even on Fear of the Walking Dead, he was a good actor. And he was one of the better actors on that show, him and Ruben Blades. But he was wasted.
Okay.
That whole part of the story was wasted. It was all just there for flash and bang.
Great.
Yeah, so it's not really like, you know, I spent five and change on it, so it didn't hurt my feelings, but I was just like, man, it's like, you know, we didn't need this movie. This was a movie we did not need.
I always liked Cliff Curtis in Live Free and Die Hard as the cyber agent.
It's been so long since I've seen that I forget that people were in that. Yeah. Like, isn't Oliphant in that?
Yeah, Oliphant's the bad guy. And Maggie Q and Kevin
that's
Smith.
Right. Man, I need to go back and
Justin
watch that.
Justin Long,
I remember. In it,
I mean, he's the co-star.
Right.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead played.
And I remember her.
The
daughter,
Lucy McLean.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Lucy?
Yeah, it's Lucy.
Yeah, it was Lucy.
Yep.
So, Holly was the mom. Anyway, yeah, cool.
Holly Gennaro.
And she's, anyway.
Bonnie Bedelia.
Yeah. The ultimate wet blanket. Anyway, you watched.
Wasn't she the mom on
Parenthood?
Parenthood.
She was the worst. She was the worst character on the show, and not because the character was bad, just because Bonnie Bedelia just wasn't good.
You know.
Anyway, So we were in Myrtle Beach for a week, a few days, while you were gone. It was fun. We played a ton of mini golf.
Did you go to the Minotaur one?
We did not this time. We did that last time.
Was that the one that I went to?
You went to Minotaur this time, I think.
The one that goes up into the parking garage? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we went to.
We did that last time. We didn't do it again. We hit a couple that we didn't hit before. But it was fun. It was
my mom
time.
And dad were down there the same time as you were.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I spent like 4 hours in the ocean every day, just in the water.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. Nice and relaxing. Came home. Begrudgingly. Anyway.
I also seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, was it good?
I highly recommend that.
See, well, I love Tarantino. So
the one thing that I, because it's Tarantino and like you make fun of it anyways because it's Tarantino, there's a lot of talk in it. But I'm like, I want to see the mileage that Brad Pitt put on the car.
Oh, while they were
drives a lot.
While they're driving?
Yeah, there's a lot of like sequences where he's driving around Hollywood.
Is it really driving or is it just the screen on the other side of the car?
Some of it I think is real driving. Yeah. I think they just either CG'd or affected the backgrounds, but a lot of the street stuff I think they just when they were shooting, they probably dressed the set.
Cool.
And that I know that a lot of the behind the scenes stuff was shot, or the, yeah, like the stuff where they were shooting TV shows and movies was shot at Universal.
Okay.
Because Adam the Woo, the one YouTuber I watched, was doing the Universal tour.
Oh, cool.
And recording, and they were pointing out what they shot. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, exactly. That's that, and that's that. So it was cool. It was, I thought that Leonardo and Brad Pitt do really good. Margaret Robbie's not in it that much.
No.
So,
okay.
You know.
Who is she?
Sharon Tate.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, yeah. So she wouldn't be. So, I think Sharon, like, yeah, that's a small part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I watched The Boys.
What you call it? Showed up with Steve McQueen. Damian from Homeland.
Oh, Damian Lewis.
Showed up as Steve McQueen.
Interesting.
In a scene. And I was like.
Was he ginger?
Steve McQueen had like the blonde reddish type hair. So yeah, it was one of those things where it's like they made him look like Steve
Who was
McQueen.
The guy that played Bruce Lee?
Something Mo.
He looked just like Bruce Lee.
So he doesn't when you watch it in the theater.
Like, oh, really?
In the trailer, they kind of made it. But like you watch him and you're like, it's not that he looks like him. He can imitate him
really
good.
Well, the voice and the mannerisms.
When he does the arm jerk.
The shoulder thing.
And that, but that scene's hilarious. And that Kurt Russell shows up. Like everybody who, you know.
Yeah,
is
all the Tarantino
like at, in the trail in the credits they call it, he calls them the crew, like all these actors that have shown up in this stuff, he calls them the crew, and like, you know, so it's Kurt Russell and Zoe Bell and Michael Madsen and, you know, a few other people show up and you're like, oh yeah, hey,
interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Apparently Shannon Lee says Quentin Tarantino can shut up about her father's portrayal
because he plays him kind of as a egotistical person.
Well, he kind of was.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, Shannon Lee was maybe 4 when he died.
If
so,
that,
I'm like, you don't even remember your dad. It's like, you should probably watch interviews of him and watch, like, you know, stuff that he did, because yes, he was good at what he did and he had a right to be egotistical.
Yeah,
but when it's put into a movie and it's fantasticized, this movie, you could even say the real people in this movie were fictionalized.
Oh, they all were, right?
So it's like,
well, like, so the whole like Charles Manson thing, from what I understand, is pretty different from what really happened, and you know, but
parts of it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Charlie, I mean, Charlie only shows up for like one scene.
Yeah.
And Charlie's Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally the charming gentleman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So she says he could shut up about it. She said in this interview with Variety,
because he came back and
replied
to her saying that, you know, he didn't portray what Quentin Tarantino is going off of is the biography that her mother wrote about him. And in there was something made, a comment made about Cassius Clay, where like Bruce Lee pretty much said he could beat Cassius Clay and Quentin Tarantino just uses that for a scene. Yeah. And it's a scene that's done in humor.
Right.
And you know, the guy does a good, very good imitation. Like, if they were
Bruce Lee was a funny dude.
Like Jason Scott Lee did Bruce Lee and Dragon, and he did a good job. But, like, this guy watched, like, old interviews. He had to have.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has the movements down.
Well, you see it in the trailer,
like,
too. Just the
like,
ticks with the shoulders.
Yeah, like the fight ticks. But, like, the ticks were when he's just talking, and the hand movements, and the, you know, the way he was moving his head and all this was, like, I'm like, damn, you got the imitation of Bruce down like really good. So it's like, you know, but I'm like, when I read that she was talking about that, I'm like, you didn't know your dad. It's like, you know, Quentin Tarantino didn't know your dad. He's just basing it off of stuff he read. And it's like, it's a movie, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. It's just a fictional version.
Yeah,
it's a fictional universe.
Like,
it's not
literally
even,
everybody was fictionalized in there. Like the, what's his name? Austin Stoker, I think is his last name, plays one of the Manson people, and he probably was the closest to the real guy.
Yeah,
like, you know, visually and the way they portrayed him in the movie.
Interesting.
But on a whole, it was just a really good movie. I mean, well shot, good story, and that, you know, it's just, you know, I like most of Tarantino's movies.
Yeah, me too.
One of those things where I'm like, I can see some of the criticism, but I'm like, most of it's unfounded criticism.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
I don't know what else I did.
I don't know.
I watched Another Life.
Yeah, you said that.
Which I watched it all in one day.
Yeah.
It was good enough that...
How long are the episodes?
Almost an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has a 90s sci-fi vibe, like Stargate-type feel to it. And that Stargate, you know, all those type of 90s science fiction TV shows. The whole cast does a decent job.
Cool.
And that, so I'll be curious to see if they get a second season and where it goes.
Yeah.
And that's one that I will watch the second season, so... Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch The Boys.
I watched The Boys. I watched Glow over the weekend, this past weekend.
Yeah, I think I forgot that season two was on there. So.
This is season three.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think I forgot season two was on there.
So this was an interesting season. It's the one, they're in Vegas.
Okay.
So it was kind of the whole thing where, like, they had a room with, you know, the bad guys and stuff. So, worry about kayfabe in and out of the hotel. It was interesting. Gina Davis is in this season.
Oh, okay.
And she was awesome. Okay. A lot of just the, like, kind of interesting, like, threads, like, you know, homosexuality, being a woman in power of, you know, what you're doing. It was really good.
I've seen a couple of the
Betty Gilpin killed it.
Oh yeah,
as
a couple of the actors are actually part of the new wrestling league.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty
cool. So, because the woman plays Welfare Queen, in Impact, in WWE, and now AEW. She was Awesome Kong.
Okay.
Like, she in WWE she was called Karma, but she's a fantastic, like, wrestler. I mean, she's a fantastic wrestler.
I just seen a commercial and they were like stars of Glow.
Well, they were just around because when season two came out, they showed up on WWE.
Oh, okay.
And then with season three, with Awesome Kong being part of AEW, they did some stuff there.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good season. Mark Maron was really good. Chris Lowell was good.
He's usually not bad.
Maron's good. I really like Maron as an actor. Veronica Mars season four.
I've never watched Veronica Mars.
Yeah. You know, it's one of my top three favorite shows. So I
the all grown up Veronica Mars.
Yes, I spent 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks binging through the first three seasons in the movie. So I didn't watch the season until about 4 or 5 days after it came out.
So did they, like, this show was on, what, mid-2000s?
UPN and CW. It ended in 2003, I believe.
Okay, so she was in her early
mid-20s.
Yeah, probably early 20s.
Yeah.
And so they've aged the character, too.
Present-day time.
It's present day.
So,
yeah. I mean, they didn't.
I mean, they don't come out and say,
she can make herself look like she's younger than she is, so.
I mean, she looks like she's like 12 anyway. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really good. There's definitely gonna be another season of this show.
Well, sure. I mean, if she wants to
really
do it,
well,
they'll do it. So
yeah. 2004 to 2006.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought it was mid 2000s.
So anyway, you know, they killed a character off. That kind
of like one of the main.
Yeah, they fridged a character.
Okay.
Which sucked.
Like, did they literally fridge a character or
Car explosion?
Oh, okay.
So, but you know,
they Dylan'd the character then. Remember Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210?
They do that to Dylan. They did that to
his dad.
Yeah, that's right.
But then I call it Dylan. Dylan. Dylan.
Well,
and
it was
character.
Just, you know, they killed a male character.
He's
to move
in
her story
Once
on.
Upon a Time.
Yeah, that was
like
his last
movie.
Movie.
Yeah, and he's in it for like 10 minutes.
Cool.
But like, it's like, wow, you know?
You know my favorite,
still had it.
You know,
like,
my favorite Luke Perry role is?
What's that?
Was the preacher in Oz. In the HBO show Oz.
I didn't know he was on
Oz. He was in season 2 and 3.
Huh.
And he played an evangelical TV preacher guy.
Nice.
And it was very interesting.
My favorite Luke Perry character was Pike from Buffy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, when I met him, that's what I had him sign was the
Come on, Lefty. You don't want to mess with me again.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, like, he had all those 90210 pictures on his table, and he had the poster, like an 8x10 print of the poster for Buffy, and I'm like, that's the one I want. And he's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, this was definitely a much more, like, grown-up Veronica Mars, though.
Well, it's darker. I mean, if they did it that way on purpose.
Rob so her Thomas. Dad, yeah.
The guy who plays her dad.
Enrico Catalano or whatever.
Is the one I was telling you about on Person of Interest.
Right.
He shows up on Person of Interest as a semi-recurring character.
Okay.
And I was like, I couldn't remember where I had seen him from. And then I seen the preview for that season of Veronica Mars. I'm like, that's where. Yeah, that's
how
him.
I knew
him. Yeah, yeah.
He was on News Radio.
He was on a bunch of stuff.
He was
but
in Galaxy
like,
Quest, obviously.
Yeah, as well. Short, bald actors to play aliens. I
what?
Mean, yeah.
So he was really good. No, just the season as a whole. And it had a really nice look to it. It was only 8 episodes, which was great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest.
Were they all an hour? Or were they
they were all an hour. Like, almost right on 60. Hmm. So they got away with a lot, obviously, because it was Hulu, which was good. You know, she carries a gun now, which was interesting, you know. But yeah, they brought back the characters that they could bring back. There were some people who were like Tina Majero wasn't available.
Oh, okay.
But she was a big part of the series. So that was like her big thing she did after Napoleon Dynamite was Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
So but she was in the movie and everything. Like, you go back and you look at the TV.
Did they just like make those characters where like they weren't in town?
She was out of town. Yeah. So, you look back, like Tessa Thompson was in a season as a regular. Kristen Ritter, Adam Scott was in an episode. Like, you go, like, honestly, if you go back and watch, it's like,
it's kind of like
the
Buffy
who's who
was
of
and
like
all those.
Yeah. Like, in, you know, it's kind of like the who's who of actors right now. Like, they showed up at some point.
Yeah.
It was really fun to go back and watch it. So, Gutenberg was in a season.
Wow.
The Goot.
We met him.
We did.
Yeah.
I liked him in Party Down. He was funny. But yeah, no, The Boys, though. The Boys is fantastic. Like,
did you ever read the comic book?
After.
Okay.
And I'm really glad I did. So, the show definitely adds something to the comic. 100%.
I mean, you can tell in just watching the trailers that, you know, they tweaked stuff.
So, I don't want to spoil anything because you definitely need to watch it. But, like, the character Elizabeth Shue plays in the comic is a man.
Right.
And the way he controls Homelander is by yelling at him all the time.
And
it's like
he abuses him pretty
much. And it's like, that doesn't make that, like, as I was reading through it, like, this doesn't make sense. What Elizabeth Shue does is way more effective.
Because she's a woman.
Well, yeah. there was another. Oh, because
he's like, I loved you in Adventures in Babysitting.
Right. Exactly. Mallory, the CIA agent working with Carl Weathers, Billy Butcher.
Yeah.
In the comic was a man, and in the show was a woman, and it makes
it's
sense.
Just one
and
of
again,
those
it didn't make
like
sense in the
casting,
comic why it was a man.
Yeah.
Well,
and that might have been what the writers were looking at, going, "This doesn't make any sense. Why didn't he do this?"
And I'll say, like, I think the they changed stuff. They definitely toned it down. So
the book is,
there's a character who gets sexually assaulted her first day as part of the Seven.
Right.
In the book, it's three of them do it. In the TV show, it's one, and it wasn't even the one from the book.
Right.
But yeah, it was Jack Quaid.
Is the
star, and like, you know, I had no idea he was Dennis Quaid's kid.
No?
I just remembered him from The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
He was
Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm Meg Ryan. But he was awesome. He did really, really good. And fucking Carl Urban, like, that guy. 95% of the time,
they're already shooting season two.
Yeah. 95% of the time, like, I'm 100% in on whatever Carl Urban's doing, because he just doesn't pick bad projects.
Not Doom, though. Not Doom.
Doom. Was he in Doom?
Yeah.
That's why I said 95.
Him and The Rock.
Yeah. So, like, freaking Dread. I will say, it is a dark, dark freaking show.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, you see the comic book it is now,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I didn't read everything, but I read, like, the first storyline.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah.
So, one thing in the comic, and this doesn't really affect a whole lot, because I want to see if they're going to do it in season two or not, but in the comic, all of the boys have superpowers.
Yeah.
Like, they all have super strength and healing.
They're, like, the ones that were not part of the...
Yeah.
They didn't conform with society. Right. Yeah.
But in the TV show, they don't have any powers.
So they just made them where they're just people that are disgruntled.
Are.
And
well, they have reasons for what they're doing. It's not so much as like, oh, we're angry at the world. There's some of that. But Simon Pegg is in it.
Okay.
He plays Jack Wade's dad.
Cool.
Which is funny because
Huey looks based like Simon Pegg.
They based it off, just like they did Negan off of of Henry Rollins. We based this character off the look of Simon Pegg from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
I think they were hoping that they were going to do a movie back then and that he could have played Huey and all that. But that's cool that they got him to play a role.
Well, yeah, he was a little too old. He did an American accent, which was weird. I don't think he needed to do that.
But he did that in Ready Player One.
Right. Also, but like he really didn't need to do it in this one. So, but whatever. It was fine. Aaron Moriarty plays a character named Starlight.
Okay.
Who, she's only in like 59 issues of the comic.
Yeah.
Even though she's part of the seven, she was hands down my favorite character this season. She was really cool. Just kind of her arc that she goes through. And then Huey.
Yeah, it's one that we'll watch. I still need to watch Good Omens.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I watched it. You don't need to watch it.
Well, I read the book. So
yeah, trust me. It was very disappointing.
Hmm.
Like even with Tenet and Sheen.
Yeah.
Like, and they weren't the disappointing parts.
Okay.
But it's very like you're sitting there, you're watching. It's like, when is it going to capture any of the magic that the book had?
Yeah. Okay.
So Angel couldn't even finish the first two episodes. Like I had to power through. It took me like 4 weeks to watch that show.
Alrighty.
So, and we were both looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, The Boys definitely good. Looking forward to that coming back. Succession started back up. That was cool. Big Little Lies ended.
Yeah.
So. Big Little Lies season 2 had a whole bunch of controversy, which I didn't even know about until after the season was done.
Like, what do you mean?
So, like, they fired the original. Like, there was a showrunner. So, David E. Kelley was the showrunner for the first season.
Sure.
They brought in some woman for the second season, and then they let her go, like, partway through.
Okay.
And then they went back and reshot a bunch of stuff and changed it. And so, it's a very disjointed season. It was really weird. Like, you literally have, like, you know, you have Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley, Meryl Streep's in this season.
Yeah.
Some people like Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley, Zoe Kravitz, like all these like powerhouse female actresses.
Nicole Kidman,
yeah. Thank you. All these powerhouse female actresses like doing what they do best. And you're kind of like, you know, so
why did David E. Kelley not come back for?
He had something else going on. And so there was another showrunner with him too. And then that guy is the one who came back over and took over the reins.
Oh, okay.
So, but they let a lady go. I don't remember her name now.
And that's a controversy.
Well, yeah, because.
And a TV show with a cast full of females.
Yeah. So
I think that people just make up controversies to make them up nowadays.
Well, it's that outrage culture that we live in.
Well, you know.
So you can't do anything without being outraged, Johnny.
I am outraged. I'm outraged that Star Wars Resistance is only one more season.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah.
I'm not outraged, but I was disappointed.
So,
but I also text Elvin, tell her, I'm like, I send her the picture of Kylo Ren, and I'm like.
You texted that to all of us.
Yeah, I texted that to all of you, and I sent it to her, and I said, Resistance is coming back, but I said, this is the last season, and she's like, oh, and she goes, why do you think? And I'm like, because The Last Jedi ruined it.
I'm not going to disagree with that statement. I think the other reason that it
it's because the rise is coming and it's going to be the end of that whole saga.
Well, there's that, but the way Filoni ended Rebels,
yeah,
like I want to know what happened to Ahsoka and Sabine.
Well, and that might be what he's working
and,
on,
and that may be,
yeah.
And
but he's not directly involved in this either. It's his babies,
right?
All his little
his minions.
Babies.
Yeah. We heard all about that at the place at celebration
at the place.
I had to remember what it was.
That'd be called McCormick Plaza.
McCormick Plaza, yeah.
In Chicago.
It was McCormick
Star
Place.
Star Wars Celebration. Yeah. Oh, Plaza Place. It's all the same.
See, I was right. The place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
At the place with the celebrating that place,
the celebrating place. But yeah, you know, I had watched the first 9 episodes and then just kind of fell out of it.
Yeah.
And you binged it the whole weekend. You had watched a few before.
I had
got
watched
there.
Like almost all of it. And there was like the last 6 episodes or 10 episodes. And I literally watched them every night when we got back.
Yeah.
Cause you know, it's Star Wars and it was Star Wars. So,
and then based on what you said, I went back and watched the end.
Yeah.
And, like it was and good. I liked
got
it.
To watch the so, first yeah. episode of the second so. Season and the panel.
Right.
And
which
I'm
was
like,
good.
Okay, cool. So we're going right between, right after the beginning of Last Jedi, because they were on their way to Illinium, and Illinium was already evacuated. We know that from Last Jedi.
Correct.
But I'm like, you know, just to see where they're going to go, and then to see Kylo Ren in the trailer, I was like, oh, this is going to get really good.
Yeah, I think they...
I wonder if they actually got...
They have the actors doing the voices. So
yeah, I was curious to see if they actually got him to do it.
Yeah.
Because I knew they had, you know, they had Gwendolyn playing Captain Phasma when she would show up and all that. So, and BB-8 played BB-8 and, you know.
Well, you couldn't have Chopper playing BB-8 now, could you?
Oh, yeah, now that would make for an interesting episode. R2's coming in to play Chopper, and we're going to have Chopper playing BB-8, and BB-8's going to play R2, and let's see how this goes. Oh,
BB-8's going to play C-3PO.
Even better. Yeah, and I mean, what Oscar was playing Poe, so
yeah.
But it's funny because somebody screen capped from the trailer. I guess the character that Adam Driver played on Saturday Night Live. There's a scene in the trailer.
Oh, Matt the technician
of Kaz wearing that uniform. And it, I mean, it's literally the orange uniform with the big pockets hanging out the sides and that.
Yeah, the
and
tech
like,
uniform.
So does that mean that the technician is a canon now? Somebody asked that. I'm like, well, yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
13 Reasons Why is coming back for a final season.
I haven't
watched
that.
The second season?
I didn't have interest because I was like, that seemed like a one season show.
So it should have been.
Yeah.
But like that second season was rough. Like, not bad rough. Like, it was good. I enjoyed
just
watching it.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel of humanity.
There's that. Yeah. Like the one.
Like, as
kid,
much as you see the bad on these people in the first season, and you're like, you know, that's as much as I can
But
stomach.
Then you get to see the bad of, like, everybody else who's, like, in their orbit
as
well, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, the kids on the baseball team who are picking on the kid that's the nerdy math camp kid. And
right, yeah.
Like,
but it's just, you know.
They sodomize him with a broomstick. And it's like, that didn't need to happen.
Okay.
But yeah, so it'll be
that didn't happen at your high school?
No, not to me at least.
Corn cobs
so.
At your high school.
Maybe,
because you
know.
Were in the
middle
of,
farmland. Freaking
farmland.
Deer leg.
Yeah, a deer leg. There you go.
So, but yeah.
I can't remember in high school having some weird stuff happen that you would hear about.
But
like,
didn't really see.
But you're like, you didn't see it, but you heard about it. And that nothing like sodomizing, but just some, especially like weird sexual stuff that you would hear about either happening on school grounds or outside of school grounds.
Okay.
And that, yeah. Even if you didn't know people, you knew who people were.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, and then you would hear about stuff and you're like, really? Yeah. The locker rooms in the swimming pool area. Some. Crazy,
oh yeah. I forgot.
Crazy
He's
shit
had a pool.
There. Yeah.
See, my school
there was
didn't have
a restroom.
Pool, so.
Like there was a couple places in Hughes that were not abandoned, but they were not used as much. So like the restrooms in those areas, weird stuff could happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I still been looking for the library. I haven't found the library in there, and I did once.
Orange is the
but
new,
it was a weird library.
Orange is the New Black's final season came. So
I watched the first few episodes of that and couldn't get into it.
So I did the first three seasons. I read the book.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know I did the first three is because I just kind of went because it started showing up in my continue
so
watching.
What is
again.
It on now? What's
it's on Netflix. It was seven.
It's seven?
Yeah. So it's like, and the reason I knew I finished the first three seasons is it says, watch season four, episode one. I was like, oh, that's where I stopped. So
I just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, there's enough to watch that I don't need to watch every new show.
No, Mindhunter's coming back though.
Mindhunter I'll watch just because I like
that
type of stuff. So.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
I need to check out that movie with Anthony Mackie and Frank.
Yeah, I haven't watched
Grillo.
That.
Yeah. There's a few things. So
there's things that I want to watch. I just need to find the time to watch them.
Yes,
usually
that's part
like
of it.
One day a week or something.
Yeah.
That I can watch. I've been watching a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But a bunch of stuff got canceled.
The
OA got canceled. Santa Clarita Diet. Which,
well, the OA, you know, like the second season, didn't even like pull me in to want to watch it. So
yeah, neither one of us. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, I watched the trailer and I was like, this doesn't even feel like the same show.
Right.
So
yeah, because it was the whole alternate dimension or whatever.
That wasn't even it. It just didn't, the vibe of it didn't make me go, ooh, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
And I think I only watched the first season because it was just one of those things where I turned it on and started watching and went, huh, this is interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, so the OA is canceled. There's a bunch. Trinkets, I don't even know what that is. Tuca and Birdie, which is a cartoon.
No, I've never watched.
That one got canceled. She's Gotta Have It. One Day at a Time, but I think that got picked up. A series of
Who picked it up?
I want to say another streaming service picked
Hulu
it up.
Probably.
No, it wasn't Hulu. Huh. It was like Audience or something like that.
Well, we should be getting some news with the Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah.
Because D23 is this week.
This week, yeah. Jeff's leaving for that.
Yeah, so Wednesday. That'll we might Tuesday. Actually get a Mandalorian trailer.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Well, we know when that's coming out.
And but we didn't see a real trailer.
Yeah.
We've seen preview clips. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I mean I think we'll see more of the Black Series stuff that, you know, they haven't been showing.
That's tied to the show.
That's tied to Rise of Skywalker. I bet there'll be a new Rise of Skywalker trailer shown.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any Marvel stuff shown. And that they did enough of that at
Comic-Con.
I think that's why they split it. Like, yeah. That's why Star Wars didn't show up at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because I think the D23 was the plan for that.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure we'll get to see what live action movies they have planned that are remakes of cartoons for next year.
Sure.
They showed Lady and the Tramp, the dogs.
Yeah, I didn't see the
trailer. So both those dogs are rescue dogs.
Okay.
That have been trained, and they cast them in this movie. So I was like, that's cool.
Cool.
I'm like, at least they're using real dogs and not CG dogs. So
rescue dogs got to work too. Yep.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
But yeah, cool. Trying to think what else happened. There's been a ton.
Did you go anywhere besides putt-putting and
We went to the beach. We went out to dinner a few nights.
Oh, you didn't go to any shops or anything?
We went over to the mall.
Yeah.
And they have that toy store at the
Which mall?
Broadway at the Beach thing.
Oh, I didn't
even. It's like, actually, where's my phone? They had a Quickie Mart.
Oh, yeah?
Like a Simpsons, like, stand-up Quickie Mart. I took some pictures.
Huh, that's cool.
And
in the mall, or?
Yeah, right. Like, so they had.
That's funny. Millhouse.
Nice. Nelson and the other guy yelling at him. But, yeah. And nice. They had all sorts of stuff. Haley actually got a Bart Simpson shirt.
Cool.
But, no, it was fun. I mean, it was fun. We just, like, honestly, it was to go and relax. We're thinking about going to, like, Ireland next year or something.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Interesting.
I'm hoping with traveling for work, I'll get some miles.
We're going to Disney this year.
Now, do you have to do reservations for
Galaxy's Edge?
Galaxy's Edge down there.
So the first month or two, I think they're doing reservations for stuff.
Okay.
But, like, you know, it's luck of the draw anyways. These places are going to be a little crowded. And at Ogus Cantina, the lightsaber store, and the droid builder store, all were taking reservations for the first couple weeks at least.
Yeah.
And that, because they open August the 29th.
Okay.
By the time we get down there, hopefully it won't be as bad. It'll be busy, but it won't be like... The week we're going is the week before Thanksgiving, which is considered one of the slower weeks of the year.
That's
there.
Like off-season, right?
Yeah. Not off-season, but like... The week before that is Jersey week, and it's super busy. And then that week it dies because most people are traveling to or from somewhere to get to somewhere for a holiday.
Yeah.
And we'll leave when it starts to get busy for Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
And that. So, you know, I don't plan on getting on Smuggler's Run because it's going to be the same as Flight of Passage was in Pandora. Like, that first year, we didn't get anything. They're not doing fast passes.
Oh.
So, you know, which is smart because that way they can keep the crowd control.
What's the other place? You like going to the Avatar land, right?
Yeah. So. Flight of Passage, the Pandora Flight of Passage ride where you literally become a Na'vi and that, and you're riding on their the dragons.
Cool.
And that's one of the best rides I've ever rode there. And any amusement park, really.
Nice.
But Disney takes it a step above most amusement parks anyway, so Universal's the only one that really can keep up with them in that. So maybe one of these days I'll go to Universal, but it's not one that I'm like, I have to go here.
You don't want to go and get your Harry Potter wand?
No, I'm not even thinking about building a lightsaber.
No?
So if I did, I would, but I'm more like swayed toward building a $100 droid.
Yeah, yeah, the droids are cool. So I have, so one of the BB-8s that we bought for Haley when Force Awakens came out. That's kind of what the droids
are
like.
Yeah, the remote control system is pretty much the same system, and that. But you can either build an R2 or an R unit or a BB unit.
Yeah,
they're not R2 units because you can build an R4, R5,
right,
R3. But it's one of those things where I build the little 3¾-inch ones and build enough of those to equal $100, and I'm like, do I do that or do I just build one big one for $100?
Both.
Yeah, because I'm going to be buying all three Black Series sets that they have down there, and that's,
yeah, if you can get me a Hondo set,
$210.
Yeah, if you can get me the Hondo set,
yeah,
that would be much appreciated.
I'm sure they'll have plenty of them. So
they said, well, at Celebration, they said, because you didn't go to the
number,
you didn't go to the Galaxy's Edge panel, but they said they weren't going to be selling those anywhere other than,
yeah, they're just selling them at the two parks.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, that's what I'm saying is it's not like they're going to run out of them. There's no limited number on them.
But I'm not going anytime soon. Yeah. So
you can go next year.
I don't want to go next year.
Go to Disneyland.
Don't want to go to Disneyland next year.
Go to Shanghai.
That might be fun.
Paris?
Yeah, that might be fun,
Hong
too.
Kong? Tokyo? You could hit all three Pacific Rim ones.
I'd have to do that without them, though. They don't have passports.
How are you going to go to Ireland if you don't have passports?
Oh, I didn't say they were going to come.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
That would go over well.
Yeah, that would.
I'm going to Ireland for a month. See you guys later.
Plane crashes, one man dies, rest survive.
I'm going to South America. I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. They probably will let you go to that one. Okay. Is that a t-shirt or?
No, it's just a wallpaper. Oh. Anyway, but yeah. All right. We've sufficiently rambled.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to say.
I had three pages of toys I could have talked about, and yeah.
You do have three pages of toys.
I pick all the good stuff.
The hyper real Bespin Luke.
Yeah.
I've been this close to pre-ordering it like four times now.
Why pre-order it? They're not gonna not make enough of them.
I know, but just so I get it right away.
It's not like you need it right away either.
True.
I do like the Galaxy of Adventures actual animated figures that they're doing now.
Wait, more than just the little...
They're in the tubes like the other ones that they've released, but they're actually animated looking. They look like Chewbacca looks like the animated version on Galaxy Adventures. Vader looks like the animated...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
want those. The first four are C-3PO, Chewbacca, Vader, and Solo. So...
Okay.
Yeah, those look cool. There's a lot of like random stuff that looks cool, like the new Mortal Kombat 11 figures from McFarlane, the Harry Potter figures.
The Harry Potter figures look really cool.
Well, this one's already showing up in stores. The Killer Croc collect and connect figure.
So wait, is he the Build-A-Figure?
Yeah, he's in the last wave that Mattel's doing. That's got Alfred and Red Hood.
Oh. Oh yeah, those were cool. I saw those.
Yeah, those were cool. Tamahashi Nations is doing Vehicle Voltron. They did Lion Voltron, and now they're doing Vehicle.
All right.
So that'll look sweet.
Are you going to get that?
I probably won't get it. No?
No,
the Vehicle one, or the Lion one, was like $200-something, and I'm like, I don't need that.
Yeah, but Vehicle Voltron's your jam.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot of cool stuff in that. The Black Hole stuff from Diamond.
Yeah. What was the other thing?
And the Rocketeer. They're doing Rocketeer and Black Hole.
There was the other thing, too, that you showed me.
Avatar. The Airbender.
Yeah, the Airbender stuff.
Yeah.
So
they're doing those, too.
I'm going to get those. Actually, I need to talk to Jeff about that.
Mondo's doing 1/6 scale Masters of the Universe figures. Very tempted to buy a Merman. They're $175.
Whoa.
Yeah. So tempting and buying are two different things with me. So.
Yeah.
Lots of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of quote exclusives coming, and just lots of junk coming too.
Yeah. So. That three pack of the
go on toyark.com. That's where I went. If you want to see stuff from San Diego.
The 3¾-inch Luke. Like in the different stages.
Yeah, the San Diego Comic-Con.
That's going to be on, I guess, Hasbro Pulse in a couple days or at the beginning of September.
Yeah, it's
so,
or September 6th.
Yeah, that looks cool. Like, I'd like to get my hands on that, but I don't know. After what happened last time I ordered something from Hasbro Pulse, I should just follow what you said and go buy it from our friends.
Well, you can't buy San Diego stuff from your
friends.
I'm
sure they'll
eventually get it. Roma would be a good one to say, hey, if you get this, toy department would probably be another one.
I mean, that was hilarious. That guy walked right up to the porch.
I told you I would have tried it from the street, like, whoosh!
So, okay.
Was there any damage to it?
No, it's right there. Anyway.
So I got something from Amazon.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
So.
Just put the video on the podcast.
It's on my Instagram channel. Yeah. Anyway, he walked up and he threw it, right? He throws it. And
how close did he get to the door?
Not
question.
Anywhere. All he had to do from where he was, he could have just reached out and set it down where it landed.
Yeah.
Instead, you know,
he's having a bad day.
I don't know.
That's all I can. I have him too.
We all do.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you got to throw my Cyclops figure.
I would totally throw that Cyclops figure if I was having
a bad
day.
You would do it just
because
you hate Cyclops.
Actually, I would stomp on it first and then I would throw it.
Yeah. You hate Cyclops.
And I'd put like a mask on and walk up to it and, you know. Maybe I'd zombified myself as a FedEx zombie driver.
Okay.
And I'd stumble around on it and, you know, maybe defecate on it because it's Cyclops.
That's gone a little far at this
Cyclops.
Point.
He should not be alive.
No.
In any existence.
No.
maybe
on screen
Age
or not.
Age of Apocalypse Cyclops can live.
Okay.
He was kind of a badass, but no. He wasn't always screaming Jean.
Cool.
Did you read Powers of X?
I haven't. I have not read it yet.
Okay. Like, everybody's, like, hanging off of the sack of that one.
That
sure.
And House of X.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, I mean, I get them.
But
and
aren't
I,
they the same?
No, they're two different books. And I forgot to put my my list down last week.
You forgot to email it?
Yeah. And so I missed House of X 2.
Sold out?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Do people
oh,
are going,
the heady days of the 90s.
People
are
going nuts for these books because all the characters have pouches again. And
it's the 90s.
You know, yeah.
The book's not going to be worth anything in 10 years. Trust me. It's going to be a quarter box book.
Well, I'm not getting it because like
I
know
why
want
you're
it.
Getting it.
I'm
just
getting
saying,
it because I get all the
X-Men
books.
That's what everybody
books.
Else is
yeah.
doing. Like, you know, it's the whole, what'd you call it?
Speculator.
Speculation market. Yes. That's so. It.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. It's fine.
Just get the second printing if you're just reading it.
I'll just buy the digital version.
Well, true. You
so
can do that
that's all it. I really care about anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I take the digital codes out and I put them away anyway. So,
why do you even buy them then?
I don't know.
Sounds like a problem.
Yes, because for House of X 1, I got two
Did
two
you buy
covers.
The action figure cover?
I got the action figure and the Scotty Young.
Oh, okay.
So, and then
if you're buying covers because you're a fan of the book or a fan of those type of covers,
yeah. So
you
this
may as well
is
just burn that cover.
Power
right?
of X
just 1,
Age of Conan Valeria 1.
Oh, okay.
Her.
Why are you buying?
For the action figure cover.
Wait a minute. Now it is a sickness.
Yeah, Powers of X 1, 2. So
okay.
The first one I got the Magneto action figure cover
okay.
and the Scotty Young. But yeah.
You're buying Age of Conan because of your sickness?
I wanted the action figure cover.
Sickness. Sickness.
Yes.
Sickness.
It's a sickness. I'm down with it.
Sickness.
We all have our thing.
So the next show coming up is the Comic Expo.
Yes.
And then after that will be the Cincinnati Toy Show and then Aaron's show in January.
Yes.
Okay.
As far as like convention,
I can't go to Columbus Toy Show because somebody else is on vacation. So
bastards.
Sundays are dicey.
Is that only on Sunday?
Yeah, the Cincinnati and the Columbus are only on Sundays.
I knew the Cincinnati.
I usually have to get in a bare knuckle brawl to get that Sunday off too, but it's in Cincinnati, so I should be allowed to go to a show in my city.
No, Johnny. No.
This is my city.
Okay. No, but you can't go. You have to unload trucks and hang tags and do whatever it is that you do.
I just unload, and then I unload on people, too. I just open up my chest and start shooting cannons out.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish I could do that. They'd probably fire me, though.
Would they?
That'd be a firing offense right there.
I don't know. They haven't fired you yet.
No. I'm too valuable to the... to the company.
Yeah, we no longer work for the same company.
Oh.
No. So sad.
But you didn't really work for the company. You contracted to
that's
the company.
That's true. I did.
I'm conscripted to the company. It's part of my release plan.
You were
So do you don't watch a lot of like sci-fi shows in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Did you? Do you remember one with Martin Cove called Hard Time on Planet Earth?
Yes.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, you are.
I was an alien general, and I'm imprisoned on this planet. Except I don't have the really bad CG guy flying around with me going, anger, aggression, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a show that needs to be redone.
There's a lot of shows that need
to be redone. Well, I mean, like, you know, they redo shows that I'm like, that didn't need to be redone or anything. But like... something where it only lasted a season, so you could redo it, but use the same concept and really
just make
blow
it better.
It up. Yeah, make it like really good.
You know what I'd like to see? Maybe not redone, but definitely continued.
What's that?
Space Above and Beyond.
Like do it 20 years later and bring back anybody that'll come back.
Whatever. Not even bring back any. Well, no, because they killed them all at the end.
No, they didn't.
Maybe.
No, they didn't.
They were going out into battle. It was a cliffhanger. So,
but some of them got left behind because like the
that's true too.
Major got his leg blown off.
Yeah,
so he could be back.
Yeah,
he did 24. Wasn't he on 24?
Yeah, Steve McQueen.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
that's. I didn't think his name was Steve McQueen.
Yeah,
really? Now I have to go on IMDb. His name was James Morrison.
Oh, you're right. That was James Morrison. Okay. Never mind. But there is another, like, Steve McQueen.
Yeah, I think it's his grandson.
Yeah.
Because I think he was on a TV series, too. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Stephen McQueen, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, all those people around, like...
Did you know that the director of 12 Years a Slave is named Steve McQueen?
That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
So I knew it was somebody.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I think Steve McQueen like had a grandson that's an actor or something.
Oh, cool. But anyway. All right.
Robert Conrad had like his whole family on... a TV show called High Mountain Rangers back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah?
Like, every one of his... I think all his sons were on that show. Huh. Plus, like, other actors' sons, like, where the actor had died, but Robert Conrad had been friends with him.
Yeah.
And that. So, I think, like, John Wayne's... one of his sons shown up.
Interesting.
Stephen R. McQueen.
Okay.
He was on The Vampire Diaries. Hmm.
Cool.
Now I'm curious to see if he's actually related to Steve McQueen. He is!
Cool.
Because he's the son of Chad McQueen, which means he's Steve McQueen's grandson.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Chad McQueen... Oh, no.
All right, cool. On that note, we'll see you guys next week?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm out of town next week, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't tell people where you are.
Why?
They don't need to know. Just put postcards up on the website or something.
Bye and thanks for all the fishes.
Yeah.
All right.
So long and thanks for all the fish. that's the way you end it.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.